is this, Chicago's source for news and WGN TV. Jimmy Butler leads the Bulls to Orlando. Sports is the only place you'll hear Neil Funk and Stacey King with the Hometown Call. That's on WGN TV tonight at 6. I was ready for that. Don't you worry. Just one of the papers in front of me, and I picked the wrong two. I got it.
It was close. You know what? It was close enough. It seemed close enough. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we have. We got a lot to. There's a lot to discuss here. Yesterday on the program, about 5:30 in the afternoon, watching the TV, and I see Donald Trump meeting with congressional leadership, mm-hmm. right in the White House.
I know. Oh, this is chilling because you really, to your credit, you called this one. You're like, look at their faces. You pointed this out.
No, they're all avoiding eye contact with him.
And it was Schumer, Pelosi, Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House,
right,
all meeting, kind of, you know, looking jovial, kind of like they're making conversation mm-hmm. together. And you said, look at their faces.
Right.
I was like, what?
And it was like they weren't making eye contact with them, and they all had like sort of like this, you know, when something's painful is going on. Like somebody who can't sing is singing happy birthday, and everybody's like trying to avoid eye contact.
Yeah, Paul Ryan kind of had that wide-eyed look, like, and it really pursed lips. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I just heard something. I don't want to talk about it.
Right, and Paul Ryan, his guy, right?
His guy.
I mean, you know, the guy
sort
in his team,
his
at
guy.
Least. And he's got to kind of look down and look away. And then 2 hours later, we find out that that's when he dropped the bomb on him, that he still believes that 3 to 5 million illegal immigrants screwed up his vote total in the election. Now, Geraldo Rivera, my friend, a man that I have immense respect for, and I think
I was born in Manhattan, so I'm a citizen, so
yes.
I can vote.
This is right, exactly. Thank you. You and I have known each other a long time, gone back and forth a long time on the radio. And I know that you know Donald Trump personally, and I think you like him personally. If I'm not putting words in your mouth, I think that's true.
That's true.
And
all true.
You
election night.
Yeah,
inaugural night.
You were at one of the balls, were you not?
Yes, the Freedom Ball.
Freedom Ball. All right, now, I guess
is not free.
I see what he did.
I'm sorry.
See, yeah, don't worry about it. I got to know this, though. I mean, at some point, wouldn't you suggest, as a member of the Fourth Estate yourself, Geraldo, wouldn't you suggest to the president that maybe he just dropped this whole thing, he's president of the United States, and stop bringing up his crowd totals, his vote totals, and all that? It makes him seem really, really insecure.
I think that is good advice, that he should heed it. I think it's a big, big distraction. I'm disappointed by it. You can't undermine the legitimacy of what is clearly my big beef with the election is that it's not mandatory. I wish that it was mandatory. I wish everybody had to vote. I just like to have to do jury duty. It's lamentable that we get barely half the eligible people showing up. And to delegitimize it, I think, is really a mistake. And the whole thing about the crowd size, you know, once you get into an argument over whose is bigger, you know, you're going to lose when it's easy to document that you're wrong. You know, so those things are both distractions. Now, I will say this about the crowd size. Mm-hmm. That Spicer, in his bungling way, was literally correct. That if you add up all the digital outlets, the internet, or all the cable news outfits, all the broadcast outfits, mm-hmm. Clearly this was the most attended, most listened to or watched mm-hmm. inauguration ever. If you just stuck to the facts, I think that's the way you come back.
Yeah.
Your crowd was a lot lower than President Obama in 2009. Yes, but more people saw us because they watched on Facebook, they watched on, live streaming, they watched this way and that way.
Right, yeah. So you wouldn't have gone with the alternative facts excuse.
Yeah, I mean, are you worried? I mean, come on.
Ann, isn't she great, though, Kellyanne?
You know,
I mean,
she can handle
fabulous?
Anything, I agree,
anything.
But it doesn't help him if she comes up with that, because look at what that has created.
It is. Let me put it to you this way. I respect her bravery immensely, right? I mean, that's something that we all value here, and her bravery is great. However, there is a moment where you go, oh, come on. And I'm having that moment with his people right now, because he had, other than him getting, you know, I guess cranky and tired mm-hmm. at 5:30 in the afternoon, He had a really good day yesterday. That was a very good day for the Trump White House. They did all the things that they said they were going to do. They were clear and defined about it. I thought that the fact that he met with both CEOs and union leaders within an hour of each other at the White House, which is something that no Republican or Democrat would do on the same day simultaneously, right? That's just something that, you know, he's a guy that is a new type of American politician in that respect. And that gave me great hope. And I applauded him for that yesterday.
He did.
And
then he gave him credit.
And then he goes, he's like, you know what? They're saying there's 3 to 5 million people in the only election. Well. And he's like, what is he doing?
Then he comes out with that, and he doesn't need
that,
to.
Ro.
Yeah, I get well.
But I think the interesting part there is that they're still claiming, Spicer and the Trump team are claiming that, look, it's based on studies and information he has, but they haven't put it out for people to see what those studies or information is.
Right.
But you gotta stop right there. When you say that there's evidence of widespread voter fraud, that you can't be more serious than that. You can't, you know, that is an allegation that is right up there with Russian meddling. I mean, it's right. Even more significant because it's a real tampering with the number itself.
Yes.
You've got
yes,
to impanel a grand jury if you have evidence. You've got to demand that your Justice Department immediately invest. You know, it's the kind of thing that you're saying that, you know, ISIS has an atomic bomb. Now, you know, they're going to blow up the world. Let's do something about it. You can't make a cavalier statement about that destroys the integrity of or allegedly cast such a dim view of the electoral process.
Well, maybe,
you can't unleash that.
Maybe they will go forward with it, though. They were asked, will you launch an investigation of voter fraud? They said maybe. Do you think they will?
There's nothing there. No. What are they going to do? They got I one study I saw had the upper level, I mean, with all the random, you know, polls they do, had the upper level of voter fraud in the hundreds. So you're talking about tens of millions voted, 130 million
right.
voted.
Something like that,
and if you have voter fraud in the hundreds, which means less than, you know, 1,000, I mean, it's statistically insignificant.
Right.
And most jurisdictions report zero voter fraud.
And look what happened in Wisconsin. Let's just go back to that. Remember the recount in Wisconsin, he went up, right? Mm-hmm. He went up, and they didn't see, there wasn't voter irregularities. And what they point to, here's what they point to, and this is what Sean Spicer's talking about. And I'm really feeling badly for Sean Spicer. I really am. Because he is a guy, I don't know him at all, but I know people who do, who respect him immensely.
That was a knucklehead start, though. That was really,
he
wore a suit that still had a hanger in it.
Yes, it was a problem. But he ran out at the behest of the president, right? And he was very afraid. And I'm going to do this, period. You know, and he got all nutty with us. Okay,
was definitely someone who was bitch slapped when he went out there. There's
right.
no doubt.
Can I
say one thing about voter fraud?
Yes.
When I saw the demonstrations on Saturday, and Chicago had a big one too.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the demonstrations on Saturday, the thought that occurred to me is, did you all vote? Did you vote on November 8th? I mean, I see you out here now, and you're very concerned. Did you vote?
Yeah.
And I would bet you a substantial percentage of those folks, that's the vote of real voter fraud that you complain about an election that you did not participate in.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I didn't mean to.
No, but I'm with you on that. But the point is, when you look at the Wisconsin, you look at where the recounts have been, you see that what he's referring to are registrations, people not taken off the voter rolls because they moved or died. And that happens around the country. And that doesn't mean that those people are voting in multiple places. As a matter of fact, that the likelihood of that is very, 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 very low. And to go out and to steal an identity for the sake of one vote is an impractical thing, even for the most diabolical of criminals. You have to have massive organization for that. And if there's massive organization, generally people get caught, you know, conspiracy, more than two people.
Identity, you'll steal a MasterCard or an American Express.
Yes.
You can go farther with that, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, anything important in your world that you'd like to mention to us right now, Geraldo, anything going on?
I was delighted that I managed to speak to the president. He was, and I can say publicly, he was pissed off about the the ridiculing of his crowd size. Mm-hmm. He's very sensitive. Even on the night of his triumph, he was very sensitive. But he did something, you know, they played, when they got to the Freedom Ball, they played My Way, Paul Anka's great song, right. That Frank Sinatra, to an anthem, 1969. Mm-hmm. It's never been more appropriate, because Trump did this his way. No one gave him a shot. I did not give him a shot, even though I, backed him and thought he would win the primary. I thought he would be nominated. I never thought that he could beat Hillary Clinton. He did something that was the biggest upset in all of history, and I just wish him the best. I just I don't like people messing with his family. I don't like a lot of people.
I don't either.
I agree with you on that. And I've even said I've had a little fun at Melania's boyfriend's expense. The guy from earlier in the year,
Slovenian ex boyfriend told all.
Yeah, but she's I think that she is an impressive woman who probably
she does look great,
but.
She was channeling Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, but there might be a but in a lot of ways, and I think in one way was like, do I really have to be here? But that's there are things. But you got to lay off the 10-year-old. Yeah, I mean
you got to
leave that kid alone, and you got to leave. And the adult children, if they do something, if they step in it, it's one thing. Although I got to tell you something right now. I know we got to go, but. Mm-hmm. This thing, if he's going to have to fix this thing with his business, because this is going to be a world of hurt for him. Because there's going to be
that doesn't bother me much. I tell you the truth,
his tax return should be released?
I mean, asking him to divest a business like that, what's going to sell it as in a fire sale? He'll lose hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it's not like he owns the.
He was the one who wanted to be president. It's not like we made him president. Not like he drew an unlucky card. It was a draft card. He knew what he was doing. It was like, if that's something you have to think about, I mean, you have to make a decision. And there's
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
All right.
I don't even care about Russia and Syria. I want him to be pals with Russia enough to wipe out ISIS. That's okay with me too.
All right. Well, we'll see what you. Have. All right. Okay. Well, we have a lot to talk about, Geraldo. Stay in touch.
Yeah.
All right, Happy New Year.
All right, bye.
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 That's Geraldo. He didn't even care about that.
We have some texters saying, please don't insinuate that the women's marchers did not vote, okay? Because probably...
Well, I agree with his position that if they didn't, then that's wrong.
You still have the ability to voice your opinion about democracy and standing up for what you believe in.
And let me get this right. So women are going to go... take the time to go march, but not to go vote.
A lot of the protesters that went out in the early days of this, when asked on camera if they voted, said they didn't. So, I mean, there's a difference between protesters and voters. Some people show up for the scene as opposed to the mundane act of voting. That does happen. I don't know if they did or they didn't, but I'm telling you this: if you don't vote, you have the right to say anything you want in this country. Thank God, and we will die defending that notion,
sure.
And probably in a gulag in the next 2 or 3 years. But I do think that your opinion is tainted by the fact that you didn't vote, but you're upset with the outcome of the election. How could you not agree with that?
Well, but you just can't prove that. So, why even say it? I mean, who's saying that?
Geraldo said it. I didn't.
Okay. Good thing he's gone. I disagree with him.
All right. Well, good.
I disagree with him, too, because I think you still have the right to protest.
You just disagree with Geraldo on
just
principle.
About everything.
Yes, on principle.